You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Monday to you. Maybe it's Monday morning. Maybe it's 11:45 Monday morning. You're heading out to lunch. Or maybe it's my longtime friends here at 8:45 in the evening. We've been on almost 20 years now at 8:45 is where we got our start here in the evening. And thanks for taking the time to tune in today. It means a lot to me. And I'm glad you appreciate this program and you hear from God when you tune in here. I know that you do because I hear back from a lot of you. And I'm grateful for that. You're going to hear some more from God today. I promise you won't be disappointed. Might be shocking, but no, it probably won't be shocking. When you hear and learn today that Jesus said that when things on the earth are like they were in the days of Noah, you'll know that his return is near. And also Jesus said, and he only said it in one place, chapter 17 of the Gospel of Luke, he said that when things on planet earth are like they were in the days of Lot, you'll know my return is near. And we'll get to that here toward the end of the week. So this is part one now. This is a short sermon. This will just play 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So the sermon's entitled The Days of Noah and the Days of Lot. You know, I've got some Bible translation available. If you're interested for a gift of any amount to this ministry, to help us pay for the cost of broadcasting. We've started in two new markets here today in Kansas City and in Huntsville, Alabama. For any gift of any donation to this ministry, made out personally to me for now, I'm working on my 501c3. I'd be glad to send you my New Testament Bible translation called the EMTV. For more info, if you're interested in that, you can write to me. My email address is paul@wmiefm.com. Here's part one of this message now, the days of Noah and the days of Lot.
I'm so happy to have my good friend, boat captain Jim Ross, here today. We prayed for him last week. He injured his neck. I've learned so much about fishermen in the Bible through Jim. So for the record, now Captain Jim has a radio program on from 7 to 9 at on our AM station. It's called Catch a Memory Outdoors. If you're ever looking to charter a boat or go out here from watching a launch of a rocket to catching some fish, Captain Jim, as soon as he's healed up, is the one to contact. But I've learned so much about, especially Peter, through him. You know, every week they read this weather report. You know, and they give you a report on the wind, you know, where they say the waves are 2 feet at 7 seconds. That means every 7 seconds you're going to get hit with a. And the times when you don't go out is when it's like 5 feet at 2 seconds. So now when Peter walked on water, this is like Peter got the boating report. It was like 10 feet at 1 second. Would you go out on the water at 10 feet? These guys laugh at fools out here that go out on the water 10 feet at 1 second. I just hear it now. Here's Peter's radio going off. And today's weather report, is 10 feet at 1 second. And Jesus is walking on the water. And he says, come on out. And what great faith that was. And he got up and got out of the boat. And he was doing fine until he turned around and looked at his surroundings and saw that he should be sinking. And once he took his eyes off of Jesus, bloop, down he went. So I just appreciate that. I appreciate you visiting here today and helping me have a better understanding of that. And we're looking here today at the days of Noah and the days of Lot. And I'm so grateful, too, to be able to do another baptism. We've had a bunch of baptisms lately. Barbara was baptized a couple weeks ago, and Scott as well. And I'm so thrilled that we've run out of baptism certificates. So, yeah, get it right. What a great thing to run out of, right? So, I know many of you love Bible prophecy, as I do as well. We've been having a wonderful time on Wednesday evenings here at the church, and I've decided at the last minute to scrap the sermon that I had and to instead look some more at Bible prophecy. Now, Pastor Darren will be preaching next Sunday. By the way, there's no Sunday school next week, so the service at 10:30 will be the only thing and first thing going on. So the following Sunday, I'll be starting 1 Corinthians verse by verse. Now, I want to look today at the days of Noah and the days of Lot. If you want to turn with me to Luke chapter 17, as well as put a finger in Matthew chapter 24. Luke 17, Matthew chapter 24. Let's pick it up. Luke 17, verse 26. Now Jesus says, now as it was in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, now again, you see, once the righteous, in this case, only eight were removed. Then judgment came. So they ate, they drank, they bought, planted, built. But on the day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so it will be in the day, this is verse 30, even so it will be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who is on the housetop and his goods are in his house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise is the one who is in the field, let him not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. You know, you used to be able to see Lot's wife. It was even in Jesus' time, they still knew where that pillar of salt was. It's gone now, but you used to be able to visit it even up until that time. Remember Lot's wife. Verse 33, whoever seeks to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life will preserve it. Now, with that in mind, we're looking today at the question that's on everyone's mind this morning. When is Jesus going to return to put an end to all the evil in the world? Is this the time? Should Captain Jim still take reservations for next year? The answer to that is yes. We always press on. See, that's what was wrong in one of these cities, is they expected him to come back, so the boat captains stopped taking reservations. And that's when Paul said, if you're going to stop working, then you don't eat anymore either. No, we continue to do what we do until the Lord comes back. Now, with that in mind, Matthew 24, verse 36. It's the same story, but a different discourse. Not spoken at the same. This is not another writer's report of the same thing. This was a different Totally different discourse. Matthew 24:36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man knows. No, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Mark 13:32, Jesus says, not even the Son knows when he's coming back. Even Jesus did not know when his return is. Now, keep in mind here that this is all one paragraph. The days of Noah and people being removed from this earth, it's all one paragraph. It's one paragraph, not two. I'm not combining years apart. This is one paragraph of one speech. Verse 37, Matthew 24:37. But as the days of Noah were, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark. And he did not know, or he knew not, until the flood came and took them all away. So also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So what characterized the days of Noah? Answer, indifference. And people oblivious to the coming judgment. I got this note from the great Baptist preacher. His name is R.A. Criswell. He says, quote, Noah's day was characterized by a preoccupation with trivial matters and a neglect of spiritual matters. Oblivious to the judgment of God, the inhabitants of the earth were caught unprepared by the flood. Such a state of unpreparedness will exist when Jesus returns, unquote. I love that commentary. That about sums it up, doesn't it? Sums it up to a T. At the time of Jesus' return, the people of the world will be preoccupied with trivial matters. And they will neglect spiritual matters. Friend, look around and smell the coffee. Judgment's coming here on the United States of America. Some would venture to say it's already here. But Jesus said, you'll know his return is near when things are as they were in the days of Noah. That's one of the signs you'll know his return is near. Now, how also were the days of Noah? Genesis chapter 6 says this. Back in the Old Testament, Genesis 6:9 says, this is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now listen to this verse. The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Hebrew word Hamas, like the terror group in the Palestinians. This is a sign that you'll know Jesus' return is near, is when the earth is filled with violence. So the Lord looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. Now again, stop and meditate on that for a minute. The earth was filled with violence. Turn the news on today. Let me ask the question, is that going on today? Is the earth full of violence today? Are we still waiting for this to be fulfilled?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next